We're talking with Dr. Tony Frank, who is the president of Colorado State University. And Dr. Frank, you're also a veterinarian.
That's correct. I went to the University of Illinois, graduated in 1985, and then went on to do a couple of residencies and a PhD in pathology at Purdue.
Of course, Colorado State is a great ag school, and it's good to have somebody with such great knowledge of animal agriculture in charge there.
Well, it is a wonderful agricultural college, and it's something we're really investing in as we go forward. I think this, as you look at the issues around the global population growth and global protein demand, issues of food safety, food affordability, food availability, all of the nation's land-grant universities have a real responsibility to help the world address those problems, and we're really making investments in agriculture to assure that we can do that.
You talked about regulations on agriculture and gave us your thoughts on how you think the industry needs to deal with that. Interested in one of your comments saying that the question of do you want safe food or do you want affordable food really is a false choice.
Yeah, I think too often when we get into these sort of polarized discussions, you see those sorts of false choices popping up, you know, and the rhetoric drives questions that where, you know, the answer clearly is neither. Clearly the answer is both, and shame on us if we ever answer that question, say one is more important than the other, because we can do both. The American agricultural industry has done both for a very long period of time on behalf of not just this nation, but the entire world, and I think we can still do that. I think the challenge becomes, in polarized environments like this, how you can change the conversation from sort of confrontational, talking past each other based on lack of trust, to really establishing that there's a lot of good middle ground there. The agricultural industry wants to produce a safe, high-quality, affordable product in a manner that is sustainable, that allows the industry to thrive and continue to do this for generations to come. Consumers want that same safe, high-quality, affordable product. They want to feel good about how it's produced. If we can start to get those groups talking, in my experience, the regulatory environment really grows and proliferates when groups are talking past each other. Then there's more pressure for an independent third party to come in and regulate. And if we can get people, if we can get government to switch and play that sort of convening role to get people at the table, not in response to a crisis that's already going on, but ahead of time, where we're starting to build, one, relationships, and two, that understanding that there's a lot of shared value here, that we all understand and share those same things, then I think you create the opportunity to make the regulation rational in a way that actually delivers consumer confidence but doesn't crush the industry in question. I think we can get there, but I think it starts with people talking and listening to each other and not past each other.
Another interesting comment you made was that in order to address a lot of the issues out there, the environmental issues, the animal care issues, that more research is going to be needed to really figure out ways to solve some of those problems.
Well, I think nationally over the past half century or so, we've taken for granted the research capacity, the ag R&D capacity, and industry has done such a wonderful job of continuing to increase production, to drive down costs, that we've had the luxury of taking that for granted. But I think as you look to the future, you can't see these issues of food safety, food affordability, food availability, environmental impacts, and believe that we're prepared to address them in the way we're going to need to if the population grows to 9 billion and global protein demand doubles. We're going to have a next generation of significant agricultural research, and I think America's land-grant universities need to be investing now, today, to be ready for that. And that's what we're trying to do at CSU, but I think it will take more than an individual school. I think it's really going to take a national effort for us to do this. And let's make no mistake about this. This has national security implications. America, I think, in our grandchildren's lifetimes, will have no trouble feeding ourselves. But the national security implications of a hungry world outside our borders are very significant.